Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Dr. Ryan Flannery about serology testing for COVID-19. The testing is available at WCHC in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. And if people get a positive result or a negative result after having a serology test, what kind of things should they do?
You know, right now we can't tell anybody that they're protected if they have presence of antibodies or they don't have presence of antibodies. We have to assume that everybody in the world has to follow the same guidelines and the same recommendations to prevent further spread of this contagious illness to our communities and to the world in general. So even if somebody were to come up with a negative antibody test, then at least right now we have not discovered that they have presence of antibodies to the illness. And there's still a chance that somebody could have recovered from the illness and didn't make as much antibodies as we would expect, and so they're undetectable. It could be that somebody had a very mild illness and they don't make antibodies. We just don't know a lot of those details, but at least our best evidence and our best testing that we have available, it would say somebody is naive, we call it, or somebody has no immunity to COVID-19 infection. If someone had a positive antibody test, it means that at some point in the past, they've developed antibodies, which in the short term, whether it be months or longer than that, we are under the assumption that if you have antibodies in your system, the hope is your body will mount an immune response if you would get exposed to that disease, the COVID-19 virus, again, and your body would do more of the work of fighting it off at a better way than it did the first time around. We don't know how long an immunity process lasts. So if a person has antibodies today, are they going to have those antibodies around that last forever? Are they a temporary antibody that the body gets rid of, and then essentially you have no immunity in another couple of years? We just don't know all those details. But ultimately, this test, even though it gives us information and gives the patient an information on whether they've had COVID-19 infection or not, it still doesn't give you a free pass to then say, if I have antibodies in my system, I'm perfectly safe and I won't have any risk of COVID-19 infection in the future. We can't even tell people that. So it's just a matter of trying to get our hands around this disease and try to learn as much as we can to make better guidance and better medical plans going forward with this illness that's with us right now.
And in closing, is there anything that you would like to tell people as far as limiting exposure or preventing the spread?
I'm a firm believer that right now the best way to prevent the spread of this disease and to protect yourself and your family members is to follow the guidelines that are outlined by our scientists and medical experts through the CDC and other medical organizations that clearly state wearing masks in a public place, especially if you're going to be in a public place indoors with not very well ventilated space and around lots of other people. Masks are the best way to protect yourself and to protect others from the spread of this viral illness. Social distancing is also an important piece to prevent the virus from spreading from person to person, because everybody needs to understand the virus doesn't live without somebody the virus lives inside of. So a person has to be present to get the virus, for the virus to keep living and keep spreading. If we can stop this virus by social distancing, wearing masks, and really limiting exposure you're having to other people as much as possible, especially in big group gatherings, it will start to slow down the spread. And that is the one way we can start to get our hands around and the disease and stop the spread until we have a better set of tools in place, like vaccinations or even other treatment options at our disposal that will do a better job of trying to prevent further spread of this disease.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Dr. Ryan Flannery talking about serology testing for COVID-19. Serology tests are available for the public at WCHC in Washington. This is part two of a two-part interview. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.